and welcome to this special episode of FutureWise. I'm your host Keertana Tiwari and I'm with Money Control's M. Saraswati to discuss the top education-related announcements made during the Union Budget 2021. Hi Saraswati, welcome to the show.
Hello Keertana.
Saraswati, what was the budget announcement related to the CBSE board exams?
So, as we were discussing, the finance minister has announced, furthering of the implementation of NEP 2020. So, under which she has announced that there will be CBSE board examination reforms that will be done in a phased manner. So, this is primarily to ensure that students do not place overemphasis on the class 10 and class 12 board examination, and there is no unnecessary anxiety and stress over this. Now, when it comes to CBSE board examinations, the NEP 2020 has already talked about, making board examinations more holistic and not putting a lot of pressure on students. So students typically end up taking multiple, coaching classes, and there is a lot of stress involved because it is a sort of a make or break system, wherein if you score poor marks in your class 10 and class 12, the perception is that you will not be successful and you wouldn't be able to get good higher education opportunities. So these board exam reforms will be a step towards, breaking all those myths.
Okay. Is this part of the NEP?
Yes. So this is, part of the National Education Policy, wherein the policy talks about holistic learning and not, concentrating on knowledge, just pure theoretical knowledge. So the NEP has also talked about, introducing things like vocational education, practical training in the school level itself. So what we're expecting is that under the CBSE board exam reforms, a lot of emphasis on vocational training, a lot of emphasis on, practical education will also be made part of the changes, so that students writing the board examinations could have more of practical based assessments as well.
Right. And does this mean that board exams would be scrapped?
So board exams won't be scrapped per se, but the overemphasis and excessive reliance on board examinations as the only gateway to secure, a better future or better higher education opportunities, that is what we'll see changes in. So for instance, in class 12, it will not just be the board examination scores that could be used for your admissions in the 11th standard. It could be a mix of, your performance in the practical assessments, in, lab-related work for science students, and for humanities, maybe more emphasis on art and literature-based activities that you do over and above the board examination performance. So a lot of your extracurricular activities and non-academic activities will also play an equal role. So we're also expecting that there could be some higher emphasis also placed on sports and other physical education and yoga and other activities. So that will over and above be also part of the assessment in the board examinations.
But Saraswati, why were these changes needed in this sector?
So, Keertana, if we, if you look at the board examination structure that India follows right now, there is a lot of, rote learning that happens. You end up memorizing a lot of paragraphs, or you end up memorizing a lot of, large academic material, and you just memorize it and you summarize it and put it out in the examination. What today's education system in the country fails to capture is whether a student has understood the concepts or not. So what will happen is that the whole rote learning system will go away, and the board examinations will, test things like analytical skills. How do you apply this knowledge to practical situations? So, for instance, we learn things like trigonometry and mathematics, but one would wonder why I could just memorize the, the formula and go and write it in the examination. But there would be more, practical real life situation type questions that would come in, that would require a student to not just, memorize the formula, but also kind of analyze it and try to apply this to real life situations. Also, there will be more multiple choice questions and more, short question answer type format that we could see, so that a student is also not required to put a lot more, effort to memorize large examination portions. So it will be a good mix of practical knowledge and conceptual learning. Of course, the basic formulas and other things are important. They are the foundational bricks of education, but there will be a higher emphasis. It could be something like a 70-30 formula, where 30% is your theoretical knowledge and 70% is the conceptual clarity, analytical skills and other things.
Right. And when is all this expected to be implemented?
So what we come to understand is that the first set of reforms will start off from class 12. So this could start off in 2022, that is next year. So the students who will be writing their board examinations in 2023, that is students who will go into class 12, who will give their class 12 examinations in 2023, will see these changes being implemented. In the second phase, you know, class 10 could also see these changes, but we hear that that will be from 2024 onwards.
Sarswati, was there any other significant reforms that were announced during the budget?
So this year, you know, overall, if you look at the education sector per se, you know, compared to the budget estimate of 2020-21, this year there has actually been, you know, a 6.1% drop in the overall allocations for the education sector. So this year, the total allocation is at 93,224 crore, which is 6.1% lower than the previous budget estimate. Now, of course, flagship schemes like, you know, the midday meal scheme and, you know, National Education Mission have seen their allocations being more or less constant. But what was a little disappointing for the education sector was that, you know, there was no specific allocation set aside for NEP. While the finance minister did mention NEP and the implementation of NEP, if you look at the expenditure budget, there is no explicit mention of, you know, any fund allocation for NEP per se. And also for, you know, digital education and e-learning, while we had expected that at least, you know, 400 to 500 crore could be set aside just for digital education purposes, no such funds have been allocated so far. What we are hoping is that when, you know, the formally the NEP implementation starts off, over and above the budget estimate, there could be some revised estimate presented by the finance ministry where there could be some higher allocations.
Right. Thank you so much, Sarswati, for all these details.
Thank you, Kirtana.
With that, it's a wrap on this episode of FutureWise. If you have any other queries or suggestions for us, please do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.